I invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is the reminder of the cross. This is the reminder of grace, that all of us are only ever sinners saved by grace. And that Jesus calls us to follow him, whatever the cost. This is, in a way, taking up our cross, taking bread and juice and saying, this representation of Jesus' body torn and broken and his blood poured out, that's what I deserve before a holy God. That's what should have come to me, but Jesus, if I'm believing in him, took that for me, took my place. And in response, I want to live my life to bring glory and honor to him. I want to live life following him wherever he leads, whatever he asks of me. Because I'm not my own, I am bought with a price. This is the price. So as we serve you, if you're a believer in Jesus, if you've surrendered to him, given yourself to him, said, I'm devoted to you, I belong to you, you get to dictate what happens in my life, we're along for the ride. And it is a beautiful ride. So if you're a believer in Jesus, take bread, take juice, reflect on what he did for you, the surpassing worth of knowing him. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together as a body of believers. The surpassing worth of knowing you, Christ Jesus, my Lord. Thank you for laying down your life for me. Help us to be willing to follow you wherever you lead. To live lives of radical obedience, service toward you, Lord, and toward those around us. Thank you that you have set us free from pursuing our own passions and pleasures to pursue a greater treasure, a greater pleasure, the surpassing worth of knowing you. Thank you, Jesus. We receive a good gift from your hand and we say thank you. Jesus' body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash sinners clean. Drink.